Good afternoon. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes with local news for December 2nd, 2021. Residents of Quilcene received a disturbing alert from authorities this past weekend of an ongoing manhunt for someone considered to be armed and dangerous. The 12-hour manhunt ended Saturday when the murder suspect ran out of gas near Chimicum while hiding in the woods, with deputies closing in around him, and agreed to give himself up. On Monday, November 29th, Blake Robert Fox, a Port Townsend man, was charged with second-degree murder during his initial appearance in Jefferson County Superior Court. The victim, Robin Richards, 62, of Quilcene, was pronounced dead at the scene at his home on McInnes Road after he had been shot once in the chest, according to a probable cause statement written by Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Detective Art Frank. The motive in the crime is still under investigation. Richards, Fox, a female witness, and her 6-year-old daughter, who was asleep on the couch, were the only people at the residence at the time when shots were fired. While the suspect did initially resist sharing his location and meeting with authorities, he eventually agreed to disarm himself and turn himself in to deputies. After getting a warrant to search Fox's bedroom at his parents' house, police found hundreds of rounds of ammunition in 8 different calibers. They also found an AR-15 rifle and a 12-gauge shotgun. The second-degree murder charge is a Class B felony and punishable by up to life in prison and or a $50,000 fine. Jefferson County reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 Wednesday. The county has confirmed a total of 1,311 cases since the pandemic began, according to county public health data. Jefferson County will update its case rate on Friday due to last week's Thanksgiving holiday. Health officials recorded a case rate of 193 per 100,000 for the 2 weeks prior, as of November 17th. Health officials continue to monitor new cases closely due to the potential for a surge caused by the Thanksgiving holiday, but so far, no increase has been seen, according to Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry. "This is the first time we've had the holidays with vaccinations available," she said. "The majority of both our county's residents are vaccinated, so that may well shield us from a large-scale Thanksgiving surge. It remains to be seen." 2 Pfizer vaccination clinics for children ages 5 to 11 will happen in December. The first one will occur Saturday, December 4th at Blue Heron Middle School, and the second one will be on December 18th at Chimicum High School. The clinics will provide first and second doses of the vaccine. Appointments are required, and you can make one online by following the link on Jefferson County Public Health's webpage or by calling the Department of Emergency Management at 360-344-9791. Parents of children receiving a second dose should bring proof of their child's first dose. The Salish Sea and all waterways near Port Townsend are experiencing large tidal fluctuations today and for the rest of the week. That, coupled with the consistent northwesterly winds, mean you can watch out for paddleboard and windsurfers at North Beach. It also means that the Port Townsend Coopville Ferry will have to cancel one or more of its sailings this week. According to the Washington Department of Transportation, today, December 2nd, due to tidal currents, the 5:15 p.m. and the 6:45 p.m. sailings from Port Townsend and the 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. sailings from Coopville are canceled. Your alternative routes are Edmonds-Kingston and Mukilteo-Clinton, but make sure to go to WSDOT.com to check tidal cancellations if you have any ferry travel planned for the near future. State, tribal, and Olympic National Park wildlife officials are taking steps to restrict fisheries along the Washington coast to protect steelhead this winter and spring. Starting yesterday, December 1st, through April 30th, 2022, state-managed steelhead sport fisheries will close in the Quinault and Queets Rivers and their tributaries. Fishing from a boat will not be permitted except on the main stem of the Quileute River and below the Highway 101 bridges on the Kalawa and Bogoshiel Rivers. A little farther out the Olympic Peninsula, there will be full closures of tribal and sport steelhead fisheries on the Chehalis and Hump Tulips Rivers during the same time period. These measures are aimed to protect wild steelhead populations, provide sport fishing opportunity where possible, and support tribal treaty rights. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.